Here's Terry Nooner, head women's basketball coach at Wichita State. The Shockers have begun practice. They have an exhibition game coming up in a little over a month against Northeastern State, and then they open the season at home against Oklahoma Christian on November 4th. Coach Nooner, hello, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Good to be on with you guys.
So you're a busy guy. You've got your own team to worry about here, but I wanted to ask you about this NIL stuff because it's just pervasive in college sports, and the situation we've seen today with the quarterback at UNLV deciding to leave his team because, in his opinion, their commitment had not been met. So he leaves a team that's 3-0. Does that send shivers down your spine a little bit? How do you feel about all that?
I mean, I just think it's I think at some point that we feel like there's going to have to be some type of legislation from the NCAA or somebody just to put some type of guardrails on the whole system. I mean, I understand and I agree that I think that players need to be able to receive some type of compensation for, you know, their name, image, and likeness, and but you just want it to be some type of rules or something on it, just so that it can be even across the board. I think will be best.
Yeah, it's definitely a slippery slope, but I want to talk about your team now, and you brought back several of your key players. You went into the transfer portal. You recruited a lot. So, what were your goals going into the offseason about building this roster and giving it maybe a little bit of a different look?
I mean, I think for us, the biggest things is there were a bunch of specific skill set areas that I think we kind of lacked last year. Probably the biggest, I would say, would probably be outside shooting. Rebounding, I would say, would be some. But I think what we decided as a staff is we wanted to just bring kids that kind of met like a certain kind of motto. They had to work hard. They had to, you know, be gym rat type kids. They had to be competitors. They had to be people that kind of play with a chip on their shoulders. And I think within that, that's what we targeted within the kids. And I think within that, we added a little more shooting. We wanted to add a lot more speed and playmaking, which we did. We added size, so that's going to improve the rebounding. But at our core and our foundation, we want to be the hardest working team every single night, and everybody we play, we want to kind of hang our hats on the fact that we work harder and we're more well conditioned than the team that we play, and I think we've done that.
Terry Nooner, our guest, the head women's basketball coach at Wichita State. So it's always been an interesting dynamic with women's basketball. At Wichita State, I've often said, and I've been around here a long time, I've often said, I think this is a sleeping giant. I think that Wichita State women's basketball can be something that may, if not fills Coke Arena, certainly gets it three quarters full on a consistent basis. But it just doesn't happen. Do you feel the same way? Do you think this is something that can really take off under the right circumstances?
Of course. I think it's I mean, I actually, as you say that, so I have like a big frame picture on my wall. It's from March 1st, 2014, when the guys were 31-0 and they were playing against Missouri State, and it was like it was a sea of yellow. It was packed all the way to the rafters, and I look at that picture every day because that's kind of like me just establishing my vision and goals for what I want our program to grow to. But I think we can. I think if you put a great product out on the floor, I think our city just loves people that are tough and gritty and that are underdogs and that play with a lot of heart and fight. And I believe if we can put that kind of product on the floor, I think we're going to get the kind of support from the fans that that we need. Because right now, I mean, women's basketball is hot. I mean, last year in college athletics, probably the two most famous or most popular players in college sports last year was Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, who were women's basketball players. So I think the sport is growing. We've seen the numbers that the WNBA has put up since Caitlin Clark has gotten to the league, and as we've shown that if we get the amount of support in our sport, that we can put a great product out there. So that's what we're planning to do with my program.
So now that you've started practice, and I know it's been limited, there hasn't been much time yet, but does it look like the team that you envisioned? Does it look like a gritty team, or do they look like they have chips on their shoulders? Is that vision being fulfilled in your mind so far? I know it's very early.
Yeah, it really is. I think, and I think you can see it with. I think we'll have a little bit more depth than we had last year. It's kind of the head of it, I would say, in any, like saying the defensive style is going to be your point guards. And I think us adding Taylor Jamison, who's a kid from Wichita Heights that transferred back home for her last year from George Mason, and then we have a freshman kid named Kylia Parr. That was two-time state champion and two-time MVP in Texas in 5A the last 2 years. And I think they're kind of like the heart and soul of our defense and that whole kind of tenacity. Both of them were probably about 5'5 and 5'6, but they're tough and gritty and scrappy. And both of those young ladies are at the heart and at the top of what we're going to do defensively. And they both probably had the biggest chips on their shoulders than anybody that we had.
Talking now with Terry Nooner. He is the women's basketball coach at Wichita State. I like what you've done with your non-conference schedule. You've mixed in a lot of games against intriguing opponents, including Missouri State. You mentioned Missouri State. They're coming back to play here at Coke Arena. You've got a home game as well against Oklahoma. You're playing Creighton in a tournament in Florida, and then you've got the game at Kansas, your alma mater. So what was the philosophy in putting together this schedule?
We wanted to make sure we challenge ourselves, of course, and then just from our administration and my kind of theory on it, as you build a program, we want to schedule to a point where if we win how we're supposed to win, that we schedule well enough to be able to receive an at-large bid to the NCAA tournament. So I know it's only my second year, but that's still kind of like our philosophy here. And so I thought we did a good job of with Oklahoma coming here and being able to play Belmont, too, at home, who's going to be great in their league, and Missouri State is going to be great in their league, and Creighton is always nationally ranked. And so I think we did a good job of challenging ourselves, but I think we got good opportunities to play good competition that I think we really can compete with.
You talked about your couple backcourt players and mentioned, they're 5'5", 5'6". Is there still a place for 5'5", 5'6" players in women's basketball? I know getting taller and bigger all the time, but what do those type of players have to do to succeed?
Just be, tough. They're both tough. They're fast. And no matter, and if you ever meet them, if you make any remarks about their height, they really take it personal. And they just and to a point where it's just they just believe in themselves and you know, the game really now isn't really a post-up game as much as it used to be. And both of those young ladies, even when we're practicing against our practice guys and they'll try to post them up, but they're so scrappy and tough and strong and quick that they just don't let that deter them that their height is low. Both of those two young ladies probably also have our highest verticals on the team. So even though they're short in height, they're big in stature and hard and grit and that kind of stuff.
Well, we appreciate the forewarning on not asking them about their size if we get them on the show. Let me ask you this, Terry. You've talked about your guard play. What's it look like in your front court? Because you do have some players with size, obviously.
Yes.
How much do you expect these players to contribute?
Well, I expect a lot. Like probably our last kid we signed was a kid named Aishan Endure. Who's a 6'6 kid that kind of went through some injuries. She transferred in from Illinois, but she's mobile, great body, left-handed. She has touch to, the high post. She can even, in a workout, she can make some threes, but just a big physical presence who will be able to rebound. She can run. She can guard ball screens. She blocks shots. So she's going to be huge for us. We also added a junior college kid named Sissoko that came from Kyle County. And she was probably, she was one of the junior colleges, like she was top five, I believe, in rebounding. She averaged about 15 to 16 rebounds a game last year and just has an unbelievable motor and she plays super duper hard and she's athletic and bouncy. And then also Jayla Murray, who started a lot for us as for last year. She's over a year removed from her ACL injury, and she's looking deadly as a forward. And then a kid named Breon White that we brought in from the transfer to us from TCU. So with Jayla and Breon, if we ever play teams that try to play small, we can play those two as our four and our five, and we match up with people perfectly.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you one more question. We're talking with Terry Nooner of the Wichita State women's basketball. You've obviously played at a high level collegiately. I've followed basketball my entire life, as Jeff has. Did you ever think we'd get to a point, especially this suddenly, where the most famous player in the world is a woman, and deservedly so, Caitlin Clark? It's just remarkable to me.
No, I think probably not as much when I play, but I think once I started – I started coaching a group of girls, and actually my recruiting coordinator, she played for me. She's 29 now, Brooke Coffey. She actually played for me when I first started coaching with the girls. So I've been knowing her since she's 12 years old. But back then, once I started coaching those young ladies, and one thing the parents told me is don't coach them like girls, treat them like athletes. And so that was kind of my mindset. But I think just me seeing how good the game grew from me being able to coach and started from the grassroots level and seeing that the type of potential it had and understanding the skill level that we had in our game, I thought we had all of the potential. And I mean, Caitlin Clark was a kid that I was talking to and recruiting when I was at Maryland as assistant coach. So we could kind of see those kids coming up the ranks, and we knew that if they did what they were supposed to do potential-wise, it could really blow our sport up.
Well, it has, for sure. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and we'll get you on hopefully before the season begins.
Sounds good. Talk to you guys soon.